Good job, good job. That's what I'm talking about.
So you want to have the same stance no matter what you're doing.
Look, then we saw him.
The Cat in the Hat.
Go Giants!
Let's go, Big Blue Nation.
I'm with my son, Bentley. We're here at LSU.
One more time, guys.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. The New York Giants season is over. It ended last week in Green Bay against the Packers. But there's a lot to rejoice in with the 2016 season, with the Giants back in the postseason, and a lot of cool things to look ahead to. Coming up on the program, we'll get to find out about Rashad Jennings. We'll take a look back at what Rich Seubert's up to these days. But to get things started, it's sights and sounds of the Giants 2016 season.
The work is put in, baby. The work is put in. We got two options today. That's it, two options. We either win pretty or we win ugly. Okay. Either way, let's get this W. Win on three. One, two, three.
Win.
Man, it's been so long. I forgot what these pads feel like. I forgot what Jerry World looks like. But I'm about to get real acquainted real soon.
Giants on three. One, two, three.
Giants.
Calls out the signals. He takes the snap. He looks. He throws the building end zone. Touchdown, Giants. Victor Cruz. And he breaks out the salsa for the first time since 2014.
It ain't too much really to be said. I already know I'm going to get gritty
all day.
I'm there going to be sitting that watch.
We got a special one for you.
We
in London, baby. Ooh. We got to represent.
Back to throw is Keenan. Throws it over the middle. It's deflected and intercepted by Landon Collins. He races to the 40. Cuts back left. Now reversing to the near side, weaving his way to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone for the touchdown!
Get up! Let's go!
He's got the W, baby. That's how you do things. Defense win championships. Let's go!
I got this.
Dalton in a shotgun. Dalton back. He's looking left all the way. Gets sacked!
That's like Mama said, the pie is ready, and all the kids came and got a piece.
Drops straight back to throw under pressure, and he's going to get sacked back at the 5-yard line by Olivier Vernon. Drops deep back to throw. Look at middle. He's going to get sacked back at the 3-yard line. Sneaky Snacks. Damon Stacks Harrison gobbles him up. McCown drops straight back in the pocket, gets hit. Ball comes out. Intercepted. Picked off on the fly. Jason Pierre-Paul's got it to the 10-5. Touchdown, Giants.
You have to win these games right here. Answer the bell. Let's go.
Flacco calls signals. Tosses it left for West. Giants string it out. West gets stopped. Jonathan Casillas knocked him out of bounds at the 2.
That was one heck of a play by a linebacker. That's one of the best linebacker plays they've had this year. He had a fullback on him, gets rid of that, and makes the play for a loss.
We said we needed that one. We got it. Let's go. Let's go. Let's do it again.
28 yard on the left hash. 38 yards. Gets blocked by Dominic Rogers-Cromartie. Picked up by Janoris Jenkins. And he's running down the left sideline. He's to the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants. 67 yards.
Hey, that's exactly what we talked about.
Prescott takes the snap, he's back, he throws one left, and the pass is intercepted by Janoris Jenkins. He jumped the route on Dez Bryant, and he gets the interception. Cousins out of the shotgun set. Giants bring pressure. Cousins gets sacked back at the 20-yard line.
I got a sack.
Ooh.
That'll pick him up. Keep going. We'll get it. Keep going.
Got something for y'all right here. Just wait. Be patient. Here it comes. Stay tuned.
Long count. Takes the snap. Back to throw. Zips it over the middle. Caught by Odell. He's racing across midfield. He's to the 40. Breaks left to the 30. Foot race 20. 15. 10. 5. Touchdown, Giants. 61 yards. Oh, baby, is he good.
You dig what I'm saying? All again.
got free codes. YoungSavages.com.
Hey, one thing about history, it's meant to be broken. All those streets, oh yeah. Woo!
Stafford takes the snap. He's back to throw. He looks. Sidearms one into the end zone. High. Intercepted by Dominic Rogers. Cromartie surveys the field under pressure. Sidearms it over the middle. Intercepted by Dominic Rogers. Cromartie. And he's running down the left sideline. DRC with his second pick of the game. Bellies back to the right and then takes an E at midfield. And the New York Giants are going to beat the Washington Redskins and knock them out of the playoffs.
Defense.
There you go. That's why I dress you the way I do everything.
There you go.
Pro Bowl.
Here you go.
Pro Bowl. Here you go.
Hey, feels good. Told him we was going to get him back. Come in here and get that dog. We did it, baby. Hey, that's a heck of a team win right there. Hell of a team win. All three phases played a big factor in this ball game.
We got some great leadership in here. That's where it starts. All right, that's where it starts. We have some great leadership. All right, we show great discipline and poise in the second half. It wasn't how you draw them up, but we'll take them any way we can get them, baby.
Now we got to focus on what? We got to improve. We got to get better, getting better. We got to get better, getting better in all three phases. Everybody in the room's got to contribute. Great job finding a path to victory. All right, that's what it's all about in this league, finding that path to victory. Eli, break us down.
Hey, game ball, game ball. First win right here.
Onward and upward. Here we go. Bring it in here. Hank, break us down. Where's Hank at?
Right here.
Get on in here.
Hey, the ball out tonight, fellas, man. I love y'all, man. Giants on three. One, two, three.
Giants!
Obviously, the Giants won 11 games in 2016 and had a fantastic season. When we come back, find out about Rashad Jennings as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Time to turn things over to Madeline Burke and Brandon London.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Now, we've taken you all to the Cola House before with Justin Pugh, and remember the burger thing?
Yeah, with the rare, medium rare, and well done. That was a really great tip, by the way. But this time, you got a chance to check out a different type of cuisine. Let's take a look.
This is one of the items that we have at the Cola House, which is cola nut powder incorporated in this marinade. This is something you want to plan the day before because it takes basically 12 to 14 hours to marinate the pork.
Wow.
And then you braise it for 6 to 8 hours. Depends on the size of the pork. This marinade basically is very simple chili rub, which is Mexican chilies with vinegar, a little bit of garlic, salt, of course, and cola nut powder.
Kind of a hefty piece of meat.
What is this exactly? I'm
this
sorry.
Is, some people call it pork butt, but actually it's a shoulder part of the pork. We serve with a little simple guacamole.
My favorite.
A little bit of cabbage for the crunch, a little bit of pickled onion, radish pico de gallo. Enjoy.
Now I'm ready. Let's try this out.
Got it in there.
Unbelievable, yeah. It's got the good crunch to it. You can taste the pork. It's got great flavor. It kind of falls apart in your mouth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Here we go. You're 2 for 2 already, so I trust you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Glad you like it.
Cheers.
Cheers, my friend. Hi. Chef Steve, you got to give you the elbow. Thank you.
Thank you.
And these are just ways for you Giants fans to take your game day each to another level.
Thank you, Seth. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
That was a lot of time, Brandon, to marinate that one big piece of meat, but was it worth it? Those look pretty good.
14 hours to prepare, one scrumptious bite. Yeah, I definitely say it was worth it. Madeline, we're learning a lot about food in these pieces.
A lot of culinary tips lately, but let's learn a little bit about Rashad Jennings and Know Your Giant.
All right, Giants fans, this time we're going back to the offensive side of the ball, as you can see here by the name. I got running back Rashad Jennings. Sir, you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
So you ready?
I think I'm ready.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. His middle name.
Except for maybe that. I don't know that. I don't know that one.
His middle name.
Andre.
Nickname.
Shark Boy.
I got to go with this one. My left ear heard it.
Shout the poet.
Thank you, sir.
Shout the poet.
Ah, how'd you know that?
Because all he does is recite poetry and play football. So that's definitely his nickname.
Poetry and football. Got to love it. College he attended?
Liberty University.
Hometown?
Virginia.
Virginia's a state. Hometown?
I don't know.
Hometown?
Somewhere in Virginia, I think.
Hometown, Forest, Virginia, self-explanatory. Shout out to the country folks, man.
Shout out to the great state of Virginia. Any brothers or sisters?
One. You got a brother.
He's got two, right?
I do have two older brothers. 10 and 13 years older than me. I was the whoops. Here we go again, baby.
Favorite food?
Pizza. I'd say salad. Sushi.
Favorite food?
Anything gluten-free.
Favorite food? As long as it's gluten and casein-free, organic. Somebody gonna give you that answer.
Somebody. I know someone's
gonna know me at all.
So he really didn't even give you an answer. He just kind of gave you a broad spectrum. So anything I said would have been correct.
Yeah. Favorite type of music?
R&B.
Favorite music artist, and there's two of them.
Trey Songz, one of them. Correct? Trey Songz, is that one? No?
What's an R&B artist?
Did you just ask Brett Jones for an R&B artist?
Yeah, you know, he's actually very knowledgeable in lots of things, so I figured he might know it.
Bryson Tiller, and I don't know the other, but I hear a lot of Bryson Tiller coming out of his headphones a lot.
The next guy is a country artist.
I'll probably stick with Sam Hunt.
Sam Hunt, that's a good selection. Favorite movie? That boy good.
Coming to America.
Got it. See, my lifelines, man. Favorite player growing up?
Eddie George. That's my favorite player, too.
Your most popular saying? Last question.
When opportunity presents itself, it's too late to prepare.
It's too late.
All right, so Brandon, let me get it straight. Gluten-free, poetry, and football. That's Rashad Jennings in a nutshell, right?
Yeah, that's a different type of running back, and he is from the great state of Virginia.
There you go.
You guys sit back, relax, because we got more Giants Access Blue coming up after the break.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. You know, when you think about the Giants and this current era of Big Blue, you think about that offensive line from 2007, and guys like Richie Soibert leading the way for Big Blue, winning a championship. It's hard to believe that we're about to embark upon the 10-year anniversary of that Super Bowl 42 championship. So what's Richie up to these days? Here's a closer look.
Let's go. We're going to be out here all day. Here we go.
I love the game of football. When I retired at the end of the 2010 season, I wanted to be part of it somehow. So I became an assistant offensive line coach. I was the O-line coach here for 3 years. This job became available. I applied for it, and I was handed the job.
Indy, let's go. Indy. Let's go. You got to run out here. Let's go. Run. No walking. Let's go.
It was really exciting just like last year just to have him as the offensive line coach, and then now have him take over as head coach. We're really excited.
Bring it up. Let's go. Bring it up.
We all wanted him to be head coach. He'd been with us for a year, so we didn't have to worry about like a whole new coaching staff. He knows the best of the best. Like, he was the best of the best.
Go, stay low. On set. Ready, set. Grover, you got to pick one. Hey, you pick two, you get blown back. Or if you ever feel yourself on skates, just hit the ground.
He taught us like the techniques that he knew as a NFL lineman, so, you know, we're learning from the best.
Got to fight the inside guy. My butt's got to go this way. They're trying to wash me down. I want to stay here. Make this play bounce, linebackers can scrape.
I don't know any program in the high school that people will have the opportunity to say my head football coach played in the NFL for 10 years.
Wake up, let's go, wake up!
Practice starts at 8 o'clock, which, if you know me, you should be here by 7 o'clock.
Don't line up where you're going. Don't line up where you're going. Slant to it. Let's go. Don't look at the quarterback. Quarterback will get you to jump off sides. Come on, let's go. First three steps got to be hard. Let's go.
Practices, they're pretty tough, but, like, they're not something that you can't handle. Like, he knows how to practice people when practicing the right way.
Come on, bend your knees. Bend your knees. You don't stand up playing football. Bend your knees. D-line, bend your knees.
Well, they're definitely very high tempo. He makes sure they run right, just like an NFL practice.
Got a boy. Good. Come off the ball now. Hey, don't be slow off the ball, Monty. Let's go. Come on, Jack. Give him the jump off sides. Every time the D-line jumps off sides, I get a cheeseburger from the D-line coach. Let's go.
He makes it a lot more fun. You know, he definitely knows how to put hard work in playing in the NFL, and he knows that you need that fun to really keep you going and to bring up the intensity.
Let's go. Get him chopping.
over the years playing with my group of guys that I played with, you know, the Sean O'Hare and Christine and David Deal and Craig McKenzie and Kevin Booth, we had a fun plan. You know, it'd be miserable if you're coming out here when it's 95 degrees outside with the humidity practicing football in high school if those kids aren't having fun. That's just the way I am. You know, I like to have fun on the field. I try to come up with new things to keep these kids into it, to keep their minds thinking.
What is it? Blue one. What's blue one?
Space Rover. Space Slam Rover.
You know what you're doing. Let's go. Space Slam Rover.
He's like a very passionate coach. He actually cares about football and cares about the players. Everybody. He cares about everybody.
I'm going harder, right? I need you. You know that.
He's really nice off the field. You can talk to him about anything. He's really approachable. He's just the overall great guy.
I don't want to coach any kids that don't want to be out here. I've always wanted to be on that field. That's the way I played, and that's the way I want these kids to play for me.
I want to go 14, Bob. I want to go behind my big boys. I want a touchdown!
Touchdown!
I love this stuff, and hopefully I'm here coaching for a long, long time.
Ah, Richie Soibert, one of the good guys, and I love that dry sense of humor. When we come back on the program, we'll check in on what's going on with social media and much more as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Time to check the social media buzz with Madeline Burke.
What's up, Giants fans? Here's this week's social buzz. Devon Kennard showed support at Chelsea Piers in Manhattan for the Muscular Dystrophy Association Gala. He and his teammates attended the high-profile sports dinner. The event was expected to raise about $1.5 million. And Victor Cruz took to Instagram to thank President Obama as he prepares to leave the Oval Office. And yes, that's Bill Nye in the background. Jonathan Casillas also expressed his gratitude for the last 8 years, posting this shot from when he received his Super Bowl ring with the Patriots. And be on the lookout starting next week for the top 50 photos from the 2016 season on all of our social media accounts. That's it for this week's Social Buzz.
Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective. All right, Giants fans, relax. I know you're expecting to have a game tomorrow against the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas and beat the Cowboys for a third time. Giants came up a little bit short. Everything's been talked about as far as what happened in that loss to the Green Bay Packers. But the good thing is there is a very strong young nucleus with this Giants team. You can take a look at a young player like Landon Collins, who had an all-pro type season. Eli Apple as a rookie. Remember, Odell Beckham Jr. has only played 3 years in the NFL. There's a lot of good young pieces here. Plus the free agents the Giants signed last year, they're all young guys. They're not like guys over 30 over the hill. Look, there's some areas that they've got to clean up. They've got to run the ball better. They've got to protect Eli Manning better. They've got to get more production in certain areas. But there is a jumping off point here and an optimism as 2017's offseason is now in full swing that would lead you to believe that with the same kind of hard work, this Giants team could be back in the postseason again next year. And that's my perspective. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course at Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife. Get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.